Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include San Francisco Falun Gong Group shares culture and joy with Chinese New Year Parade. Shenyun displays the best elements of China on four continents. New York, quit the party entry in Chinese New Year Parade inspires hundreds to quit communist organizations. Taiwan, children and parents benefit by participating in the 2019 Minghui Winter Camp. Puerto Rico, introducing Falun Dafa and raising awareness about the persecution. And visitors receive New Year blessings from Falun Gong practitioners in London's Chinatown. Now for the stories.
San Francisco Falun Gong Group shares culture and joy with Chinese New Year Parade. The San Francisco Falun Gong Group put on a Chinese New Year Parade in the city center and Chinatown on February 9th. Tourists and locals were delighted to experience a timely and spirited celebration of traditional Chinese culture. Amazing, stunning, were common reactions from the Chinese spectators, many of whom were surprised to see Falun Gong outside the context of the persecution in China. Ms. Liu, a former Chinese government official, said that she didn't want to miss any Falun Gong activities since she immigrated to America. She was illegally detained for 6 months in China for practicing Falun Gong. She explained by saying, "Falun Gong is an ancient cultivation way to improve the mind and body. It is beneficial to everyone. The Chinese communist propaganda is full of lies. I believe that those who learn the facts and support the innocent will be blessed." Ms. Xia Guixi is 80 years old and has practiced Falun Gong for over 2 decades. She said, "My friends asked me, 'Why do you bother to continue cultivation? Falun Gong is being persecuted. You have to bear a lot of suffering to continue. Won't you regret it if there is no heaven?' I said to them, 'I won't regret it. I have 1 foot in heaven, a happy place. I am happy every day. Falun Gong has answered the questions I had about life. I have health, peace, and joy.'" Sue came to San Francisco to celebrate her birthday with friends. She said the parade was beautiful. Speaking of the persecution in China, she said, "The persecution must stop. People should have freedom of belief no matter where they are." As the weather became sunny again, she added, "I'm very touched. These people held the parade in the rain. Now the sun has come out. They put on the parade for an issue that is very important to them. This in itself is significant. Happy New Year." A young couple from Beijing saw the parade in Chinatown. Mr. Zhang shared, "It's a special experience. I have read about news of Falun Gong parades in Hong Kong, but didn't believe it. If we didn't make this spontaneous trip to Chinatown before leaving for home tomorrow, we wouldn't have seen a Falun Gong parade. It's really amazing."
Shenyun displays best elements of China on four continents. Shenyun Performing Arts' 6 touring companies presented 43 performances in 15 cities in the U.S., Japan, Australia, and Europe on February 1st through 10th, 2019. Audience members from the arts and business world expressed their appreciation for the beauty of the Shenyun performances, and elected officials in California and Pennsylvania issued proclamations and welcome letters to congratulate the performers. Former member of the Australian Army and the former Consul General for East Timor, Kevin Bailey, saw Shenyun perform in Melbourne, Australia on February 9th. He said, "It's spectacular. The beauty of the whole experience is really something worth seeing. What it's portraying is that whole triumph of good over evil, and the fact that people can continually push to hold down truth and beauty and goodness, but that ultimately truth will prevail." Former ballerina Chantelle Rolston saw Shenyun perform at the Regent Theatre in Melbourne, Australia on February 9th. She said Shenyun's dancers were not only very athletic, but also had beautiful artistry. She enjoyed the interaction between the dancers and the digital backdrop. She said, "That has been quite eye-opening and really beautifully done, with scenes where it's gone from earth to heaven or to an outer sphere and back again. It's an artistically beautiful show that describes the best elements of China." Composer Daniel McGuire saw Shenyun at the California Center for the Arts in Escondido on February 8th. He said the performance was, in a word, amazing. He said that the live orchestra, which combines both classical Chinese and Western instruments, resonated with him. Shenyun continues its world tour with performances in Perth, Australia, Dortmund, Germany, Rosemont, Illinois, and St. Paul, Minnesota.
New York. Quit the Party entry in Chinese New Year parade inspires hundreds to quit communist organizations. Falun Gong practitioners who volunteer at the Global Tui Dang Quit the Communist Party Center participated in the annual Chinese New Year parade in Flushing, New York on February 5th. Thousands of people participated in this popular event. The Global Tui Dang Center entry featured a colorful phoenix float, a dragon dance, and waist drum and phoenix flag teams. Their entry encouraged people to quit the three communist organizations, the Chinese Communist Party, the Youth League, and the Young Pioneers. 309 Chinese people quit these organizations during the event. Besides banners with Happy New Year greetings, other banners read, "Chinese culture shines. Restore traditional values and awaken Chinese people." Volunteers from the Global Quit the Party Center wished spectators a fruitful New Year and a bright future free from communism. "Many cultures regard the phoenix as a symbol of rebirth," said Ms. Yi Rong from the Tui Dang Center. She said volunteers create a new theme for their float every year. "Every year we celebrate Chinese New Year with the community and encourage people to quit the Chinese communist organizations. China will rise and be reborn like a phoenix after it gets rid of communism." Hundreds of people quit the CCP during the parade. As the procession passed, one group of people called out, "Falun Dafa is great. We support Falun Gong." Practitioners handed them paper lotus flowers and helped them quit the communist organizations. Some said they had quit because they didn't want to be implicated when the Communist Party was brought to justice. Others urged their friends to hurry up and quit. Some Chinese had been paid to wave CC flags and shout at the Tui Dang Center's entry. After practitioners clarified the facts, many of these people accepted the lotus flowers and told volunteers, "We know that following truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, but we were paid to wave these flags." Ms. Yi Rong said that she sincerely hopes people will realize that being patriotic about one's country isn't the same thing as loving the CCP, and that they will pay attention to what practitioners are trying to tell them. She pointed out that people asked for paper lotuses even though they were waving the party's flags. "We hope they take this opportunity to learn the truth. Since they've come to this land of freedom, we hope that they will take advantage of this freedom and choose a bright future for themselves."
Taiwan. Children and parents benefit by participating in the 2019 Minghui Winter Camp. The 6th Minghui Winter Camp was held from January 31st to February 2nd at Trans World University. The event was organized by the university's Falun Dafa Club and Falun Dafa Clubs from other colleges and universities throughout Taiwan. Camp attendees, both school-aged children and their parents, came from all over Taiwan to study the Falun Dafa teachings, practice the exercises, and discuss how to improve in cultivation. Through games, dramatics, and interacting as a team, the young practitioners were taught how to cooperate, be tolerant, and apply the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their day-to-day lives. The purpose of the camp was to let young practitioners experience the meaning of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in a group environment, learn how to behave accordingly, and raise their moral character, according to the camp's general coordinator. Hao, a sixth grader from Yunlin, has attended the Minghui Winter Camp every year since he was in the third grade and said it was very helpful. "The first time I just came to play with my friends. Now I'm here to learn important things. Master is strengthening me. Cultivation is all about your heart." Hao summed up his experience after attending the camp this year, saying, "The only direction is to go forward, to be diligent and more diligent." Ms. Liao, a parent from Taichung, said she looks forward to the Minghui camp each year. She knows the assistants take good care of the children and help them look inward if conflicts arise. It's also an opportunity for parents to study the teachings together and exchange cultivation experiences. She said her son improved a lot after attending the camp. "When he saw the other children sitting upright while meditating, he stopped slumping over. My son did not do the exercises until he attended the camp. Now he's motivated to practice and study the Fa. I am very thankful to Master and the organizer's dedication."
Puerto Rico, introducing Falun Dafa and raising awareness about the persecution. Falun Dafa practitioners visited the charming town of Patillas in southern Puerto Rico for a vegan festival organized by a local church. Traditional and new cuisines were presented while guest speakers lectured on medicinal plants, vegan recipes, and diets. Townsfolk and country folk milled around, sampling this and that. Many slowed down and paused in front of the Falun Dafa display, which offered information on the 19-year persecution in China. Their faces showed alarm, then concern. Many commented, "In this day and age, why?" Others looked over the exhibition in silence and then walked to sign the Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting petitioned to the United Nations. Some visibly struggled to come to grips with the disturbing reality documented in the exhibition. They solemnly walked around the display, some shaking their heads and others holding a hand over their mouth. A local farmer stopped to learn more about Falun Dafa. His farm was recovering from the recent hurricane. He asked questions about Falun Dafa and watched the exercise demonstration. A father approached the Falun Dafa table with his children. As he looked over the displays, he asked, "This is meditation, right? And those who do it get tortured? Am I reading this correctly?" He was shown a copy of U.S. House Resolution 343 condemning forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners of conscience and other displays. As he finished signing the petition, he put his arms around his son and daughter, turned around, looked at the practitioners and said, "I teach my children at home. I wouldn't have found out about this if I hadn't come here today. This, what you people are doing, is important, and don't think that it's not."
Visitors receive New Year blessings from Falun Gong practitioners in London's Chinatown. Falun Gong practitioners in London held an activity in Chinatown on the fifth day of the Chinese Lunar New Year, February 10, 2019, sending greetings to tourists from all over the world and bringing them the blessings of Falun Gong. Thousands of visitors received Falun Gong materials during the event, and many people paused to watch practitioners demonstrate the exercises. Several hundred people signed a petition condemning the persecution of Falun Gong in China. John from England, Maria from South Korea, and Matilda from Poland listened as a practitioner told them about Falun Gong's teachings of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The practitioner shared with them how she had benefited from the practice, both physically and spiritually, as well as how she was detained and tortured in China for her belief. They all signed a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Launa from India and Francis from Greece were drawn to the gentle movements of the Falun Gong exercises and the peaceful meditation. They encouraged practitioners to keep up their efforts of protecting and restoring China's traditional culture. Launa said, It is very important to maintain traditions. It is wrong to be penalized and victimized for keeping with tradition. The persecution is disgraceful. A mother and daughter from Lithuania read the practitioner's display boards for a long time and then praised the practitioners for their courage. The daughter said, "When the Communist Party treats you as an enemy, they will torture you without limits." Her mother agreed, adding, "They would do anything to you. We know this very well." The ladies were glad to know that Falun Gong has spread to more than 100 countries and regions in the world, including their home country. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.